Heichel Menachem presents A Tale of Two Souls, an ongoing lecture series on the Tanya by Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Jacobson. This is the third tape in the series entitled Discovering Your Personal Path to God, recorded live at Heichel Menachem, Brooklyn, New York.
Today we will study the introduction which the Alter Rebbe, Reb Shneur Zalman of Liadi, wrote to the Tanya. It's to be found on page 6, or Dav Gimel Amud Beis. In this foreword to his Tanya, the Alter Rebbe addresses the very sensitive issue of individualism in Yiddishkeit. For with the Tanya, the Alter Rebbe was attempting to address the Jew first and foremost as an individual, not as a religious prop, nor as an obedient object, not as a robotic conformist, not even as part of a large collective community, but rather as an individual with distinct fears, weaknesses, dilemmas, struggles, an individual with his or her particular background, affiliation, experiences, failures. It is this man whom the Alter Rebbe desires to communicate with. It is this individualism which he cherishes so deeply and he wishes to bond with. But can this be done in a book? Does this not need a personal relationship between a master and pupil, between a Rebbe and a Chassid? Can a written document, as great and extraordinary as it may be, compare with the individual intimate relationship and bond between a Rebbe and a Chassid? It's this question that the Alter Rebbe is coming to address in his Agdama, in his foreword to the Tanya. Let's learn the text inside. Hagdama Samalakit. This is on page Dav Gimel Amud Beis, or page 6 in English. Hagdama Samalakit, compiler's foreword. Vihi geres hashlucha liklalus anshe shlemenu yivarchem tzureinu v'yishmerein. This is a letter the Alter Rebbe says sent to all of Anash. Anash is an acronym for Anshei Shleimenu, members of our fellowship, which means the Chassidim. May Hashem, our stronghold, bless and guard them. Aleichem Ishimekra, says the Alter Rebbe. To you, men, do I call. Shimu Elai Reit Feit Tzedek Mevakshei Hashem. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, who seek God. And may the Almighty listen to you, both great in spiritual stature and small. All of Anash, all of the Hasidim in our land and in nearby countries, Ish al mekayma yavay l'shalayim v'chayim ad ha'aylam netzach selavad. May each in his own place achieve peace and eternal life. Amen. Ken yihi ratzon. Amen. May this be his will. Hine Maida azois kimargale bepumide inchi b'chal anash lemoil. It is well known that all of Anash, all of our fellowship, all of the Chassidim are wont to say ki ein oidoyme Shmias divrei musar liriyo kriya bisvarim, that hearing words of moral guidance from a teacher addressing his student individually and directly is not the same as seeing and reading such guidance in books which are impersonal and address the reading audience at large. The spoken word of the master to his pupil in an individual and direct manner will have far greater, deeper, and more real effect than the written words. So, Ein Eidoimi, you cannot compare the Shmiya of Divrei Musa, that personal, intimate relationship which comes about through hearing direct words of guidance and inspiration, that cannot compare. It is far and beyond the Iyo Kriya B'Isfarim, the effect that's achieved through reading the same message in a book. This is for two reasons. The first is Shahakoyde Koyde Lufi Darke Vidaite. For the reader will read it after his own manner and after his own das, his own mind. Ulufi hasagas utfisa sichloi ba'asher husham. And will absorb the written message according to his mental grasp and comprehension at that particular time. Ve'im sichloi v'daitim avulbal. Hence, if his intellect and mind are confused, and wander about in darkness in ideas pertaining to the service of Hashem, he will find it difficult to see the beneficial light hidden in the books, although this light be pleasant to the eyes and therapeutic for the soul. The writer of a book can never dictate how the reader will absorb his written message. Every man reads a sefer lefi darkei v'daitei, according to his spiritual, psychological, and emotional personality. A book is never the same for two people. Two persons can read the identical words, and each one will be affected in a different manner. Every reader has his own baggage, his distinct perception of things, his individual feelings about life. And he reads it thus, lefi darkei v'daitei. In addition, the reader grasps the book's message via his personal intellectual capacity, lefi hasagas utfisa sichle. Hence, even if a book contains the spiritual light that can bring healing to this person's soul, if the reader, who is affected by his subjective condition, is not in the state to understand and get touched by the message, there is little use to it. The message of the book might be very valid, but the reader is not in a state where he is capable of comprehending, internalizing, and integrating this message. He just doesn't get it. In contrast, when a man receives spiritual counseling from his Rebbe, this impediment does not exist, because the Rebbe, who knows his pupil intimately, addresses the individual in accordance with his present situation and condition. That is the first problem that exists in spiritual guidance which one receives through reading a sefer. Aside from this aforementioned possibility, that the reader's intellectual and emotional shortcomings may prevent him from perceiving the light concealed in the Svarim, there is yet another difficulty. Even if the individual is in a state of readiness to hear and absorb the message of the Sefer, there nonetheless may exist another obstacle as a result of the very nature of a written book, where the message therein may not be relevant to this particular soul. And the Alter Rebbe begins explaining, elaborating this point. Hine sifrei hayira habnuyim al pi seichel enushi. Those books on piety, founded, based on human intelligence, bevadai einam shavim l'chol nefesh, surely are not relevant to every soul. Ki ein kol hasichlim v'hadeis shavis. For not all intellects and minds are alike. Ve'ein seichel adam zeh mispoyel u'misoyder mimashe mispoyel u'misoyder seichel chavede. And the intellect of one man is not affected and aroused by that which affects and arouses the intellect of another man. Therefore, a sefer which is founded on human intelligence on the understanding of the author may be a wonderful book. It may be an amazing piece of literature. It may be an extraordinary sefer. But it does not necessarily talk to other types of souls whose minds and hearts are different. The message that this author is espousing, which comes as an outgrowth of his particular individual persona, is not always the message which is relevant to my personal life, to my individual dilemmas, angsts, struggles, and so forth. How often do we see that what is written in a book can bring one man to a state of ecstasy, the very same idea not evoking any response in the other reader's heart? Not because he did not grasp it, not because he did not understand it, he did. It's just that this particular message does not provide meaning for him. And the Alter Rebbe continues, "Ukamaisha Amru Razal," as our sages have said, "Gabei Birchas Chacham Harazim Al Shishim Ribim Yisrael," in reference to the blessing of Chacham Harazim, of he who is wise in secrets, witnessing a gathering of 600,000 Jews, "She'ein de'yoseyim doymois zulazu v'chulu," that their minds are all different from one another. Chazal tell us that there is a chiyuv, there's an obligation to make a bracha, birchas chacham harazim, upon witnessing 600,000 Jews assembled together. The content of this bracha is, we praise Hashem's omniscience in knowing the secrets of them all. Chacham harazim, he is the chacham. He is the entity, he is a being who is wise in razim, in secrets, because he knows the mindset, the thoughts, the opinions of each one of these 600,000 individuals. Why 600,000? So the Chachamim explain, the Gemara explains in Mesichta Brachos Daf Nun Chesam Ed Alef, because Ein De'Yaseyim Doyma Zu L'Zu, their minds, their thoughts, opinions, and feelings are not alike. 600,000 Jews means 600,000 attitudes, perspectives, opinions. If they say the anecdote that three Jews is already automatically 19 opinions, you can imagine how many opinions are contained in the minds of 600,000 Jews together. So, Ein de'yaseyim de'mezuluzu, and nevertheless, Hashem is the Chacham HaRazim, that omniscient being who encompasses and relates to every single thought of every individual. From this, the Alter Rebbe says, we understand also concerning our issue. A book authored on the basis of human finite intellect, coming from one person's understanding of things, can by definition not tailor itself to 600,000 souls. It can maybe be relevant to a part of the community in a specific time and at a particular place. And as the Ramban of blessed memory explains in his Melchamos over there, elaborating on the comment of Sifri on the verse describing Yeshua as a man in whom there is spirit, that he was able to meet the spirit of every man. You're asking, what is Melchamos? Just one moment. I'll explain in a moment. The Gemara in Brachos over there, Daf Nun Ches, describes, as mentioned, the halacha, that when we witness the gathering of 600,000 Jews, we are obligated to make the bracha Chacham HaRazim. And the Gemara relates a story that Rabbi Chanina, the son of Reb Ika, recited this blessing of Chacham HaRazim when he met Rev Papa and Rev Huna, the son of Rev Yeshua. He met two Jews, Rev Papa and Rev Huna. But nevertheless, he considered them such extraordinary men of such great spiritual stature that they were equal in his eyes to an assembly of 600,000 Jews, and he made this bracha Chacham HaRazim when he met these Jews, because of what's going on in their mind, which is comparable to what's going on in the minds of 600,000 individuals. The Ramban has a commentary on the Rif, on the Pirush, on the code of Reb Yitzchak Alfas, which is known as the Melchamis, Melchamis Hashem. And over there the Ramban explains the meaning of this story. He explains the reason that Reb Chanina found it right and justified to make this bracha upon meeting two Jews. And he explains it based on the idea which the Sifri tells us in Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, Perich of Zion Pasuk Yitchas, Moshe Rabbeinu, who knows that soon he's going to pass on to the next world, requests that Hashem should appoint a leader over the Jewish nation, Ish Asher Ruach Boy, a man in whom there is spirit. What does it mean, a man in whom there is spirit? So the Sifri explains it thus, Sheyachai La'aloich Neged Ruchai Shal Kol Echad Ve'echad. Appoint a leader who is able to meet the spirit of every man, a person who can direct himself to every individual. He can understand every individual, relate to him, grasp his particular character and perspective. This is the true definition of a Manig Yisrael, a man whose soul can relate to, identify with, and experience the individual soul of every single Jew. So, when Reb Chanina saw Reb Huna and Reb Papa, he made the Chacham HaRazim because he believed and he perceived them as men who personified this ideal of Isha Sheruach Boy, people who experience within their soul 600,000 Jews like Moshe requested, a Manig Yisrael of Isha Sheruach Boy, and therefore on this person you can make Chacham HaRazim because his soul is, yes, bound up, is deeply connected and linked with 600,000 Jews, with the entire Jewish community. The Ramban Taka says that the halacha is not so. The halacha is that you have to make this bracha only when there are physically 600,000 Jews. But nevertheless, he explains this idea. Can this happen through a book, the Alter Rebbe is saying? Can this experience of Isha Sheruach Bar Sheyachil La'aloich Neged Ruchi Shal Kol Echad Ve'echad happen through a sefer? The same suit can never suit 600,000 people. It can fit a certain amount of men, but for the others, it's either too small or too large. A book, it would seem, can never serve as the tool and instrument with which every man can communicate in an intimate, sensitive, and personal way. Because what I have to hear is not necessarily what you have to hear. I am a different person than you are. I have my own baggage. I have my own problems, my own struggles. In contrast, however, when the Rebbe guides his chassid personally, this boundary, this obstacle is eliminated. Because the Rebbe, who knows his chassid intimately and closely, places himself in the shoes of his chassid, tells him what is relevant to his soul, to his consciousness, to his state of mind and heart, and in accordance with what he can grasp and understand. Now, the Alter Rebbe continues. This limit, created as a result of human otherness, exists not only in human books, but furthermore, even those works of Musar, of spiritual ethics, whose foundation is in the peaks of holiness, meaning that they are founded on Medrashei Chazal, Asheruach Hashem Diber Bama Milasei Alashaynam, on the Medrashim of our sages, in whom the Spirit of Hashem speaks, and His word is on their tongue, and being that they are an expression of divine versus human energy, they indeed suit and relate to every single human soul. And he continues and adds, and Torah and the Holy One, blessed be He, are one. The Zohar tells us in volume 1, page Daf Chav Dalet, as well as in volume 2, Daf Samach, that Torah and Hashem are one. The Zohar even uses the expression that Torah ikri kutshebrichu. Torah can be deemed kutshebrichu, it can be termed Hashem, because Ayraisa and Kodesh Baruch Hu are one. Chol shishim ribui neshama is klalus Yisrael, and all the 600,000 general souls of Israel, uprateyem uprate prateyem, and the individual souls that are their offshoots. For as the Alter Rebbe will explain later in chapter 37, 600,000 is the number of Jews that left Egypt, as we know, and this is the number of the general collective souls of Klal Yisrael, of Israel. Each one of them includes myriads of branches, offshoots, and offspring. So all these souls, the 600,000 collective souls, and all of their branches and offshoots, pratim o prati pratim, ad nitzutz kal shebekala, ubchusei ha'erech shebameinu bnei Yisrael, down to even the soul spark, residing within the most worthless and least estimable members of our people, the children of Israel. So every single soul, every single spark, even that spark which exists in the most lowly Jew, nevertheless, every spark, kulu miskashlan b'reis, all the souls of every Jew, without exception, are all bound up with the Torah. And the Torah is that which binds them to Hashem, as is known in the Holy Zohar. The Zohar, in volume 3, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, says that there are three realities which are bound up with each other: Hashem, Torah, and the Jew. The Torah is the medium, the instrument, through which the soul of every Jew, without exception, connects with Hashem. So the Alter Rebbe is saying this. Meila, when you're talking about Sifrei Hayira Habnuyim Al Piseichel Anushi, books of spirituality, of religious ethics, that are based on the human perception, the human mind, we understand that since they're written by an individual person who is different than you, the reader, who is different than me, the reader, so it cannot contain the message which is relevant to every individual in every time and place. But over here in this case, when we're dealing with words, ideas, insights of Torah, these words and ideas are not merely an expression of the individualistic character of the author, but rather words that flow from the collective source, from the divine fountainhead, from which all souls flow, and in which all souls are bound up together. Hence, a sefer of Torah would be applicable to every single soul which is connected and is rooted in the Torah. Nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe says, the above-mentioned limit still exists, because harei zeh derech klalos leklalos Yisrael. This is said in a general way for the Jewish people as a whole. The entire body of the Jewish people is connected in a general way to the entire Torah. V'av shenitna ha-Torah lidoresh b'chlal uprat uprate pratos. Although it is true that the Torah lends itself to interpretation in a general way, and also in an individual way, and prate pratos, in a very personal, individual manner. L'chol nefesh pratis miYisrael, hamushrashes ba, to apply itself to each individual soul in Israel, which is rooted in her, which is rooted in the Torah. The Torah addresses each Jew, the Alter Rebbe is saying, in the most intimate and personal way, for every Jew's soul is rooted in Torah. Thus the Torah contains the light and energy to heal his soul with everything that is contained within that soul, with all of its angst, with all of its personal dilemmas, trials and tribulations, ups and downs. Nevertheless, Hare Ein Kaladam Zeichelis Makin Mekayme Apratisha Betayda. Not every man is privileged to recognize his specific place in the Torah, so that he may know how to derive specific guidance from it. Essentially, the Torah talks to every individual in every circumstance, experience, time and place. The Torah contains the light, the healing energy for every particular soul and everything that is relevant to that soul. But not every man is privileged to read the Torah in this fashion. Not every man merits to recognize Torah in a personal way. There is an interesting interpretation on the prayer we say at the conclusion of the Amidah, V'sein chalkeinu b'sayrasacha, grant us our lot in the Torah. That this is essentially a request that we should find our part in the Torah, our chalik in the Torah, find in Torah insights and direction for our personal lives, for our personal struggles and letdowns and so forth. Yeah. So what's his conclusion? Okay, this is his conclusion. Meile sifrei hayira bnuyim al pi seichel anushi. It's obvious that the book contains this inherent limit, that it's not applicable to every single person as an individual. The message might not be relevant to everyone. But the chiddush is furthermore. Even sifrei hayira asher yisei doisim b'hararei kodesh, even Torah Svarim and Torah Svarim are part of Torah, which is one with Hashem, and are connected to the divine collective fountainhead, which binds all souls together, which is ultimately connected to every single soul with all its nuances, with all its details, with all its perplexities, and with all its complexities. That's true, the Alter Rebbe says. And therefore, in Torah, everything is in Torah. But not every person has that ability and has that privilege and schus to recognize his personal place in Torah, to see in Torah that intimate guide and instruction for his problem today, and what is perplexing him at this moment and at this and his present situation and condition in life. And now the Alter Rebbe will continue to drive even further home this point of the unique individualism that characterizes every man's spiritual quest. Now, even in the Torah laws, governing things forbidden and permissible, which have been revealed to us and to our children equally, Matsa nura inu, machlokes tanoim v'amiroyim min hakotze l'hakotze mamash. Even in these laws, hilchos iser v'heter, we witness arguments from one extreme to the other extreme between tanoim and amiroyim. With one tana, for instance, declaring perfectly permissible that which another tana rules absolutely forbidden. Not only in soul issues, which are so much more subtle, ambiguous, complex, and nuanced, are there so many different approaches and perspectives. But even in those aspects of halacha, which deal with things that can be clearly defined, measured in a very concrete manner, even in these issues, we nonetheless observe powerful arguments concerning these very topics. Ve'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chai. Yet, as the Gemara says, these words, are the words of the living God. The Gemara in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis describes how Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the school of Hillel and Shammai, were arguing for 3 years. Who is correct? Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai were very often arguing in many issues of halacha. And for 3 years was the question, who is correct? Who is the emes? Is Beis Hillel emes? Or is Beis Shammai true? And finally a voice came out from heaven. Yatza baskel min hashamayim der elu va'elu divrei elokim chayim. These and these, the words of Beis Hillel and the words of Beis Shammai, albeit that they are absolutely a hepech, one from another. Beis Hillel says that something is absolutely permitted, and Beis Shammai says that this very thing is absolutely forbidden. Nevertheless, elu va'elu divrei elokim chayim, both the words of the living God. And Alter Rebbe explains what this means. Lashin Rabbim. It's interesting that in this phrase, Elokim Chayim appears in the plural form. We don't say Elokim Chay. Chay is alive in the singular form. Chayim is life in the plural form. So when you say these words and these words are both the words of the living God, apparently we should say Elokim Chay. We say no, Elokim Chayim, the living God, the living in the plural form. What is the reason for this using this term? Because al shemakir hachayim l'neshamos Yisrael. Because the diversity of opinions in halacha stems from plurality in the source of life of the souls of Israel. That is why our sages use the term elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. Because the diversity in halacha, the diversity between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, for instance, and all other diversities in halacha, are justifiable within the divine flow of energy to the souls of Israel. Because this flow is not one, is not singular. This energy is compartmentalized in accordance with the various souls of Israel. Hanechlak is derech klal l'shloi shekav. For generally, in general categories, generally speaking, the souls are divided into three general lines, categories. Yemin, Usmoil, Ve'emtza. Yemin, right, Smoil, left, and Emtza, center. Sheheim, Chesed, Ugvur, V'chu. Representing kindness, Chesed, which is connected to the right side. Severity, strength, gvura, which is connected to the left side, and tiferes, beauty, integration, which is connected to the emtza, to the center. Now, those souls which are rooted in the attribute of chesed, of kindness, han hagasan gamkein lahatis klape chesed lahakil chulu kenoida. They tend to be lenient and their halachic decisions, being inclined towards kindness as is known. Since these neshamais are rooted in the spiritual energy which is chesed, therefore, these neshamais tend to be lenient in their halachic decisions. Because chesed dictates, for example, that this object should be declared permissible and thus capable of being sanctified if used for transcendental purposes. On the other hand, a soul that embodies the attribute of severity, this will cause that this soul should gravitate more towards a stringent point of view in halachic decisions, as well as a soul which personifies the energy of tiferes, of beauty, of integration, would be somewhat mediating between the other two extremes. And this is why our sages use the term Elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. These are both words of the living God. Because in the divine flow, there are all these aspects. There is a diversity in the divine flow. There is a compartmentalization in the divine flow. Each soul embodies primarily one type of energy, hence making halachic decisions of a particular orientation. And this is also the meaning. What does it mean? Elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. If Beis Shammai says one thing, Beis Hillel says the exact opposite. How are they both elokim chayim? Because in the divine flow which comes, which Hashem emanates from Himself, there are different faculties and attributes. There is divine chesed and there is divine gvura. And both are true. In the world of chesed, chesed is true. In the world of gvura, gvura is true. And the souls of Israel are diverse, each soul personifying, embodying a distinct energy, because it's connected to one part, one dimension of the divine flow. And therefore we emphasize here the Elikim Chayim, because what justifies the diversity of halacha, what makes every opinion ultimately true and godly, divine emes, is because Elikim Chayim, because the Makir HaChayim, the divine flow, which gives vitality and energy to the souls of Israel, is divided into distinct attributes and faculties. The bottom line is that even issues in which rational equations apply in a very powerful way, even in these issues, it seems that each man's distinct soul causes him to profess an opinion in total extreme to his fellow. One man sees the rationale dictating one rule of behavior, while the other man sees the rationale to take on an opposite approach. The kol shekein v'kal v'chaymer b'hanistaris l'ashem alakeinu. Surely how much more so? This is true in those matters that are hidden to God Almighty. The inun de chilu rechimu. The b'meicha v'liba de chol chad v'chad l'fum shiura delay. Namely, we are talking about one's personal feelings of awe and the love of Hashem that exist in the mind and the heart of each person according to his own measure, according to his own shiur. L'fum ma de meshayir b'libay, according to his own heart's estimation. K'may shakas of b'zayir HaKadosh al pasik noida b'sha'arim b'ayla v'gayim, as the Zayir explains and comments on the verse in Mishlei, Perik Lamed Aleph, her husband is known by the gates. The Zayar interprets the husband of this verse as a reference to Hashem, who is metaphorically speaking the husband of the community of Israel. And Shlaima HaMalach is saying in Mishlei, Noida Basha'arim Baila, her husband is known by the gates. What does that mean? That we know, we attach ourselves to our husband, to Hashem, by the sha'arim, which the Zayar interprets in the sense of shiur. Sha'arim means gates. It also is derived from the word shiurim, which means measures. In other words, Hashem is known and experienced by every man according to his or her own measure, according to his or her personal shiur. The personal connection and path of man to Hashem is exclusively his. One of the Hasidic masters gave a very interesting interpretation to the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Hei, where David HaMelech says, Ani yadati ki gadol Hashem. I have known, I have come to realize that Hashem is great. He says what has to be emphasized is mainly the words Ani yadati. I have come to know, to realize. Not so much the conclusion of the verse, I have come to realize that Hashem is great. A large emphasis has to be put on the first words. I know how Hashem is great. I know the truth and the greatness of Hashem. Only I can know what God means for me. No one else can know that. Not because I'm greater or I'm smaller, but because I am who I am. I am different. I have my distinct personality, background, type of education. I have my distinct features and faculties in many different areas. Since I am a distinct individual, this thing, this recognition and realization of what Hashem is, of what God is, only Ani Yadayti, only I can know. There are certain objective, revealed things that one person can transfer to another person. We can debate them, we can discuss them, we can analyze them, even with others who think differently. But this individual feeling in man's heart, how he relates, how he experiences God, how he experiences the spiritual transcendental reality, this you cannot transfer to another individual. This is distinct. It's exclusively yours. If my God and yours is the same, then obviously my soul does not have a personal relationship with Hashem. If it would be personal, there would be something unique and distinct about it.